Prevent Child Abuse Florida and partners across the state are ready to support you with resources and programs right in your community. The state of Florida invests in you because every parent deserves support and every child deserves a loving home. Visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Biden and Beebe. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News. President Biden has what could be a tense phone call scheduled with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today.
The conversation between the president and prime minister will be the first since an Israeli airstrike killed several humanitarian aid workers this week in Gaza. The president described outrage over the incident. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says that does not signal a shift in U.S. support for Israel.
We are working very closely with them. We will continue to work closely with them to make sure they can defend themselves, but also that they do it in a way that is in keeping with the highest standards of the law of armed conflict.
President Biden has warned Netanyahu against a ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than a million civilians are seeking refuge. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A judge in New York denies former President Trump's request to delay his criminal trial until the Supreme Court answers the question of presidential immunity in a federal criminal case. Jury selection for the trial related to business records and hush money payments is scheduled to start April 15th. The northeast turn for a storm that's been moving across the country this week.
After several days of severe weather, including destructive tornadoes, hurricane force winds, flooding rainfall, and snow traveling across the country, this energy from that system will help strengthen a nor'easter that is continuing to bring strong winds, the possibility of power outages, along with heavy rain and feet of snow, especially for New England and northern New York. In the wake of this storm, temperatures have plummeted 10 to 20 degrees below average. Gusty winds will continue to cause blowing snow and possibly whiteout conditions, as well as coastal flooding.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. Michael Dwayne Smith is scheduled for execution today in Oklahoma. He shot and killed two people in 2002, one in an apartment, one in a convenience store when he was 19, a member of a gang. He says he's innocent and was hallucinating on drugs when he confessed. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner, and if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
This is Florida News Now.
A new hurricane forecast coming out today from a Sarasota-based climate group.
The Climate Adaptation Center will focus its outlook on Florida's west coast. Center CEO Bob Bunting says they work to identify climate factors that communities may need to plan for in coming years.
Sea level rise, increased hurricanes, harmful algae blooms, impacts on human health.
He'll give that forecast during the first ever Hurricane Day at the Sarasota Manatee campus of the University of South Florida. I'm Gordon Bird.
Cell phones recovered from a lake in Broward County reveal a possible motive in a deadly stabbing. Plantation police divers found two phones belonging to John Carlos Aponte and his wife Ashley. Aponte's accused of stabbing her and their two-year-old son to death last week. Text messages between Aponte and his wife appear to indicate he cheated on her and she was looking for a divorce. A short-term rental bill has led to calls for a veto, while others want it to take effect. That includes Florinata resident Denise Ryder. She tells NBC6 there are 8 short-term rental homes in her immediate neighborhood.
It's noise, safety issues, because we have children and dogs, and you know, they speed all over the place. They drink. And it's just horrible.
Some cities and counties that have stricter regulations want the governor to veto the bill because it would preempt local ordinances. The Florida Realtors Association wants a veto, saying the bill is too strict. Gas prices are heading downward after reaching the high for the year last week. AAA says the statewide average for regular is $3.52, down 8 cents from a week ago. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
One thing about our city government is they're always coming and going. Just when you think you have something worked out, that person leaves and you have to start all over again. Like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. Not so at Just Beds of Key West. Our people have worked here for several years, and you know what you're getting. Shop Just Beds on Flagler Avenue, where there's always a cold one in the fridge.
Weather forecast brought to you by the law offices of Steve Klitzner. Losing sleep over IRS tax problems? Go to FloridaTaxSolvers.com or give them a call at 305-682-1118. FloridaTaxSolvers.com or 305-682-1118.
Clouds and breezy this morning, a less humid day. High today 76 to 79. Thursday night clouds, low 61 to 70. Sunny day for Friday, very pleasant day. Less humid, the high 75 to 81. Partly sunny, terrific on Saturday, the high 76 to 81. Mostly sunny on Sunday, the high 77 to 80. For weather anytime, check out AccuWeather.com and download the free app. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Steve Williams.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Morning Glory America, bonjour, hi Canada, Hugh Hewitt live inside the Beltway. Big hour coming up, stay tuned for the entire thing. I do want to emphasize one statistic that showed up last night. The number of Chinese nationals, quote, encountered, close quote, at the southern border. And I want to give you the specific numbers. In fiscal year 2021, last year in which Donald Trump's policies are in operation, 342 Chinese nationals, 342, that's a lot. What are they doing? How did they get there? But we encountered, and I don't know what we did with them, but 342. The next fiscal year, 2022, the number of Chinese nationals encountered at the border, 1,987. Wow, you think, that's a six-fold increase. Yeah, just about 600% increase in 2022. Fiscal year 2022, which is October 1 through September 30th. Fiscal year 2023, remember 2022 is 1,987. 2021 is 342. 2023, 24,125 Chinese nationals. Thus far this year, and we are done with, what, half of it? 22,233. Okay, so as you can see, we've had about 50,000 Chinese nationals cross the southern border since Joe Biden became president. Last night on Laura Ingraham, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about this. Here's what he had to say. Cut number eight.
You know, it's very interesting. If you read the Chinese readout, what they say took place, very different than what Admiral Kirby described. This was Xi Jinping making very clear that he wasn't going to sit idle if the United States took action. And it sounds like the American response to say, don't worry, let's just have another conversation. Let's just talk some more. You talked about these illegal immigrants. It doesn't sound like he made a single statement about them coming across our southern border. There's no chance, Lord, that this is accidental, that these folks are actually seeking asylum. The Chinese Communist Party has enormous control of who gets to leave their country. And so there's something afoot here when we now have more having come across the border in the last 2 years than the previous decade combined. A real risk to American national security in a conversation about climate change, in which, you know this, Laura, the Chinese Communist Party is no more going to comply with the Paris Climate Accords or reduce its coal output than a man in the moon. This is silly, and frankly, we're just destroying the American economy, allowing the Chinese economy to continue to flourish.
Now, Mr. Secretary, when a Chinese national travels here, and if they're from China, they are traveling here, are they not, at the express permission of the Communist Party of China, correct?
Absolutely certain.
So that's 140,000 Chinese-approved illegals coming here. A lot of them have very nice roller bags. We saw that video. What's going on? Are they preparing for what they think is a Biden second term, potential bailout of the United States if we decided not to pay up our debt? I mean, what is it?
Well, we know a couple things for sure, Laura, about the folks that are traveling. We know for sure that we don't have any idea who they are. That is,
right.
Not only are they mostly gotaways, but even the vetting that we're doing of them is just a handful of simple questions, and then we release them. So we know for sure we don't know who they are. Second, we know the Chinese Communist Party knows they're here. And if even a fraction, imagine just 1% of those tens of thousands of folks are here on a nefarious mission on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party directly, working all the fentanyl issues, working on the cartel assistance to the Mexicans, right, helping funnel money, laundering money through the Chinese system. This is dangerous. This is an enormous national security risk to the United States to have that many Chinese nationals coming here with the permission of our adversary, Xi Jinping. There will be a bad day, Laura, and I fear that we don't even have our hands around
now
who's coming in, where they are, and President Biden doesn't give a rip about it.
You got to remember about Secretary Pompeo. He's also former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo. And when he says 46,000 Chinese, and those are the known encounters, it doesn't count the getaways, 46,000 Chinese nationals have crossed the southern border in the last 2 years. Actually, the last 18 months. It's going to be 2 years. It's going to go way over 50,000. And he said, just imagine if 1% of them are malign. Well, they're not 1% aren't malign, 10%. So we're talking about, and that might be low. 46,000 for the benefit of the Steelers fans, that's almost 5,000 malevolent people entering your country. Okay, oh, no, that's over. You're alarmed. Okay, only 500 people intent on malevolence when they get to the country. 500 people. That is so alarming. We don't have a border. We do not have a border. And that has become the number one issue in the election, tied with inflation. Now, earlier today, I posted a link to the new Wall Street Journal story. I want to try and pull it up for you and read you the numbers. Because the other major issue coming into this election is, you know, why people are paying so much. And they did a story for how far $100 goes at the grocery store after 5 years of food inflation. And they pointed out the increase, all right, the increase since 2019 in eggs, $2.36 per dozen. Milk, these are increases, all right, these are increases, $2.73 extra. Crackers, $2.69, flour, $3.02. The whole thing, they did the same grocery list from 2019 to today, represents a 36.5% increase in groceries. You got 50,000 Chinese nationals crossing the southern border, and you're paying 36% more 4 years later for the same number of groceries. 46% more. The price of some items, such as eggs and sport drinks, climb more than 40%. Now, eggs are a staple in the Hewitt household. We love our eggs. Eggs are a great source of protein. They're good for getting you up and going. It's all useful to have. I don't know, but I don't have small children to feed. I got to talk to my daughter about this. I have no idea how families on one income, or even on two incomes if they're minimum wage income, are feeding their kids. And this, by the way, is connected with the spike in obesity, because you've got to buy the cheapest calories you can. And the cheapest calories you can usually means bad food that's available in bulk. A lot of carbs, a lot of bread, not a lot of protein. But you got to fill up stomach somehow. I just think that Joe Biden has so much to answer for, but he can't, because he can't process the questions. And no one will ask him, what about the 46,000 Chinese nationals that have been released into the country. Are you worried about that? No one will ask him that. And, of course, he doesn't go in harm's way very often of questions. Stephen Colbert certainly didn't ask him that at Radio City Music Hall last week when former President Trump was at Officer Dimmler's funeral. Let me also take this moment to talk to you about AndrewandTodd.com because it's related to Biden. Yes, AndrewandTodd.com was here at Pacific Mortgage. They're sponsors of our show. They lend you money to buy a house. And I read with alarm this morning that Jay Powell told the Stanford Business School yesterday, whoa, there on the rate cuts. Said, don't get excited about rate cuts. I'm paraphrasing, but that's it. Don't get excited. We don't know where we are. We don't know that we've got inflation covered. Well, you know what that means? That means they're not going to cut unless Team Biden brings Thor's hammer down on his head. Because they got to get interest rates down, because interest rates are showing up in people's monthly payments for credit cards, showing up in people's rent, showing up in people's loss in actual buying power every month, and most importantly, in buying a house. Now, if you're going to buy a house, call AndrewandTodd.com. Some of you don't have any choice. You've got to move. And you're going to sell your house in California and move to Tennessee like Schroeder. And that's fine. You'll still do fine. You'll pay cash. You won't be impacted by this. But if you're a normal human being and you're not buying your last house based on the money that you made by living in one house for 30 years and you're paying cash, you're going to have to borrow money. And if you're going to have to borrow money, you're going to have to do it in this adverse interest rate environment. So please go to AndrewandTodd.com to get the best advice you can or call them at 888-888-1172. They'll help you repair your credit. They'll help you do a lot of different things. And also, don't forget ReliefFactor.com. All right? My great sponsor, I'm in the ReliefFactor.com studio, and the noise you may be hearing is the fact that a couple of doors down, the roofers are at work, same guys that used to bother us. But I'm going to take them some ReliefFactor.com after the program today and talk to them about, hey, we need to figure out when you can do this and when you can't. And I'm running a show here, and you can't be pounding on the roof. I think they're headed this way, too. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to the studio owners recently, but I got to find out. The fact of the matter is, ReliefFactor.com will be good for them. They're working hard. I always respect the guys that are up and the gals that are up at 6 in the morning on the roofs because they're out there all night long, too, on the bridges and on the roads, and they need their ReliefFactor.com. If you're one of them and you come home tired, of course you're tired, but if you're aching, then you want to try ReliefFactor.com. All natural, supplements your body's anti-inflammatory process, really, really helps you. Do not forget to get your ReliefFactor.com. Coming right back, America. Don't go anywhere. Hugh Hewitt Show rolls along on this Thursday morning. Special guest coming up pretty soon.
There may be only one or two people in the Beltway who can actually tell the truth. You're listening to one of them. The truth continues when Hugh Hewitt returns in a moment.
I'm Mike Bradley. A walk is not just good for your body. It's good for your mental well-being. But recent reports show that walking rates in the United States are declining, a trend that can negatively impact mental and physical health. Dr. Monique Jimenez, volunteer expert at the American Heart Association.
One in four adults sits for longer than 8 hours a day, which takes a toll on the body and mind. Getting the recommended amount of physical activity can help you feel, think, sleep, and live better. Walking is a great way to add more activity into your day and a great way to get outdoors.
The American Heart Association is a champion of physical activity, and that's why, decades ago, they created National Walking Day.
This Wednesday, April 3rd, the American Heart Association is encouraging everybody to step into better health. Take a walk with friends, family, or on your own, and join the movement to walk more and stress less.
Learn more at heart.org/movemore.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does. And that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options and making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor. Board license D056341.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business. Part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt, live inside the Beltway. I got to tell you, I got a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Do not leave. You don't want to leave. But I got to tell you, the story that will dominate the news in many places comes out of Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Migrant man deported 7 times. Charged with murder in Ohio. Nick Smith, this is from News Nation Now. A migrant man is facing charges of aggravated murder following the discovery of a body in an alley in Hamilton, Ohio. I'm on in Hamilton right now, just north in Cincinnati. Fermin Garcia Gutierrez, 46, had entered the United States illegally multiple times from Mexico. Encountered the U.S. legal system several times, according to Butler County Sheriff County Richard Jones. Garcia Gutierrez had been deported from the U.S. 7 times. He'd been jailed 11 times, Jones said, with his first arrest dating back to 2001. Police allege Garcia Gutierrez used at least 7 different names and 3 different birth dates. All right, we got a report from WXIX Fox 19 in Cincinnati, cut number 2.
We do have some breaking news right now. Butler County jail records show that a man has been arrested in connection with a murder charge. Fermin Garcia Gutierrez is being held on multiple charges, including aggravated murder. Again, that is according to jail records. We're now learning that he has been connected to a body found in a Hamilton alley on Monday. Police say Garcia Gutierrez appeared to act alone in this, so at this point they're not looking for any other suspects.
I've got to tell you, I think this election is over because Americans have had it. Now, it may be coincidental that we have had a half dozen migrant-related murders in the last month that have made the news. But when it begins to happen everywhere, in New York, in Ohio, and, of course, on the southwestern border and everywhere, people begin to worry, what does it mean to allow 10 million people into the country that we don't know about? And does Joe Biden have no clue at all? And apparently not, because this is not hard. It really isn't hard. You can shut down the border. It can be done. Trump did it. And you have to be resolute, and it takes about 6 months, but mostly it begins with messaging. It begins by messaging people, don't give your money to the coyotes to get you here. And it begins by deporting the Chinese nationals, because I am very uneasy with 46,000 Chinese nationals in 18 months. Who wouldn't be? What is this, Red Dawn? I've been watching The Three Body Problem on Netflix, because I've read the first two volumes of The Three Body Problem trilogy. And, of course, it begins in the Cultural Revolution, and it's very well depicted. These folks are not leaving a country that's easy to leave. They're leaving a country where you actually have to have permission. And I got to play Pompeo again. Secretary Pompeo was with Laura Ingraham. Let's play it again. I want people to hear this cut and break.
You know, it's very interesting. If you read the Chinese readout, what they say took place, very different than what Admiral Kirby described. This was Xi Jinping making very clear that he wasn't going to sit idle if the United States took action. And it sounds like the American response to say, don't worry, let's just have another conversation. Let's just talk some more. You talked about these illegal immigrants. It doesn't sound like he made a single statement about them coming across our southern border. There's no chance, Lord, that this is accidental, that these folks are actually seeking asylum. The Chinese Communist Party has enormous control of who gets to leave their country. And so there's something afoot here when we now have more having come across the border in the last 2 years than the previous decade combined. A real risk to American national security in a conversation about climate change, in which, you know this, Laura, the Chinese Communist Party is no more going to comply with the Paris Climate Accords or reduce its coal output than a man in the moon. This is silly, and frankly, we're just destroying the American economy, allowing the Chinese economy to continue to flourish.
Now, Mr. Secretary, when a Chinese national travels here, and if they're from China, they are traveling here, are they not, at the express permission of the Communist Party of China, correct?
Absolutely certain.
So that's 140,000 Chinese-approved illegals.
Stop, President. I do not know where Laura comes up with 140,000. I've got the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol numbers, and it's 46,000 over 18 months. And before that, and it didn't happen under Trump except in dozens and hundreds. Now it's 46,000 Chinese nationals in 18 months across our southern border. What in the world is going on? Our next guest may be able to answer that. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The Hugh Hewitt Show is now available on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or download the app. You can also watch on Roku and Fire Stick. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the mainstream media.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Did you and your family lose Florida Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov.
With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Want to hear something about life jackets? Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information, go to myfwc.com. A message from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are going to talk today. Their first call since the Monday IDF strike that killed nonprofit World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. In a statement, Netanyahu has said this happens in war. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in North Carolina today.
The Biden-Harris campaign facing an uphill climb in North Carolina. A new Wall Street Journal poll shows former President Trump is leading in that state by 6 points.
That is Fox's Brooke Singman. That poll also showed President Biden trailing former President Trump in 6 other swing states. A judge in New York rejecting former President Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial until the Supreme Court has ruled on the presidential immunity claims. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear those arguments on April 25th. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Florida News Now.
Florida drivers continue to pay less at the pump. AAA's statewide average price for gas is down another 2 cents today to $3.52 a gallon. April is Autism Awareness Month, and a new study out of the University of Florida sheds more light into how children may develop autism and ADHD.
We found there was a connection of very, very early microbiome features as early as 1 year of age with future development of these conditions.
Dr. Angelica Aaron says these microbiome features plus exposure to smoking and ear infections may also play a role. Disney's critics may like what CEO Bob Iger is saying. During yesterday's shareholder meeting, Iger said that Disney's job is not to advance any kind of agenda. He says the job is to entertain. With Florida's News, I'm Alan Spector.
Hey Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends. Maura and I wanted to take a moment to thank our wonderful customers, staff, suppliers, and support businesses that made 2023 our best ever. You know who you are, and you have our deepest gratitude. We look forward to 2024 and promise to keep bringing you great food, proper drinks, and some of the best music in Key West, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the parking lot makes visiting us a snap. So meet your friends or make your friends at Two Friends, 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West and at twofriends.com.
Glenn Beck.
Woo!
Free speech is on trial with our system of government.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.
The government can't tell you what you can say and what you can't say.
On Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
Your weather forecast, sponsored by Keys Federal Credit Union. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier for free cashback checking, excellent loan and savings rates, and fast local service. NCUA insured, restrictions may apply. See Keys Federal Credit Union for details.
Clouds and breezy this morning, a less humid day. High today, 76 to 79. Thursday night, clouds, low 61 to 70. Sunny day for Friday, a very pleasant day. Less humid, the high 75 to 81. Partly sunny, terrific on Saturday, the high 76 to 81. Mostly sunny on Sunday, the high 77 to 80. For weather anytime, check out AccuWeather.com and download the free app. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Steve Williams.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt, joined by our very special guest, former President Donald Trump. Mr. President, welcome back. Always great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to begin with Israel, Mr. President, because Sunday marked 6 months since October 7th. And you gave an interview recently to Israel Hayom, which was characterized by many on the left as being critical of Israel. Then Jonathan Tobin writes this morning, wait a minute, that's not right. Trump was the friendliest president ever for Israel. Have you been mischaracterizing your advice to Israel?
Well, you know, with the fake news, you never know what you're going to get. You can say something very plainly, and they'll turn it around. They'll turn around everything. That's why they're fake. And that's why they've been discovered. That's why they've been found to be so, so, you know, if you look at approval ratings, they're lower than Congress now, the news. They used to be in the 90s when I started, and now they're lower than Congress. So I'm very proud of that fact. They're bad news. Look, Israel should have never happened. If I were president, it would not have happened. Iran was broke. They had no money. They had no nothing. And we would have worked to deal with Iran. It would have been made already. In the meantime, they're going to have a nuclear weapon within probably 45 or 60 days. And then it's going to be a little tougher to talk to them. But October 7th would have never happened. They never, ever would have been attacked. But it is what it is. And this horrible thing happened. And what I said very plainly is get it over with and let's get back to peace and stop killing people. And that's a very simple statement. Get it over with. They got to finish what they finish. They have to get it done. Get it over with and get it over with fast. Because we have to, you have to get back to normalcy and peace. The whole world is blowing up with this idiot president we have. He's an idiot. He's the dumbest president we've ever had. He's the most corrupt and he's the most incompetent. And he's the worst president we've ever had by a fact. You know, I say, and you've listened to plenty of them, if you add up the 10 worst presidents in history, they haven't done the damage that this guy's done to our country. What he's done at the border with allowing probably 15 million people by this time into our country and plenty more coming. It's just insane. What they have done to our country in 3.5 years is unbelievable.
But you are still standing 100% with Israel. You achieved the Abraham Accords, which was the first peace deal since Sadat. And so are you still 100% with Israel? And what's your advice to Netanyahu beyond get it over with in a hurry?
Well, that's all the advice you can give. I mean, that's the advice. You got to get it over with, and you have to get back to normalcy. And I'm not sure that I'm loving the way they're doing it because you got to have victory. You have to have a victory. And it's taking a long time. And the other thing is I hate they put out tapes all the time. Every night they're releasing tapes of a building falling down. They shouldn't be releasing tapes like that. They're doing – that's why they're losing the PR war. Israel is absolutely losing the PR war.
That's how I read your interview. I read your interview as saying they're losing the PR war. They've got to stop releasing bad video and win the war by going into Rafah.
They're releasing the most heinous, most horrible tapes of buildings falling down, and people are imagining there's a lot of people in those buildings or people in those buildings. And they don't like it. And I don't know why they release, you know, wartime shots like that. I guess it makes them look tough. But to me, it doesn't make them look tough. They're losing the PR war, and they're losing it big. But they've got to finish what they started, and they got to finish it fast. And we have to get on with life.
All right, Mr. President, last night, your former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was on with Laura Ingraham. And they went over the numbers, and it's really startling. In the last year that you were president, 342 Chinese nationals crossed our southern border. Last year, 24,000 did, and this year, thus far, 22,200. 46,000 Chinese nationals in 18 months. What do you think they're up to?
That's right. Well, we had the safest border in history, and you saw that chart that was released a couple of days ago where literally the day I left office, we had the lowest number in history. And then it looked like a rocket ship right after that. Everybody started pouring into our country. He took all sanctions off. What this guy did to our country, and we have not only Chinese, we have them coming from all over. We have Congo, and in the Congo, the normal address is prison. Where were you? Where were you in Congo? Don't know address, they say. We think it's this location. It was a prison. They were in prison for murder, and we've taken these people in, and we've taken them in from lots of other countries, not just South America. We're taking them in. We're equal opportunity. We've taken them in from all over the world. All over the world they're coming in, and they're coming in from countries where there are big problems, and they're tough people, too. These are tough people.
What do you think the Chinese nationals are doing? You don't get out of China without permission, according to Secretary Pompeo, and there might be one or two.
They're probably building an army. They're probably building an army from within. I mean, you look at what's happening. They're very healthy young men for the most part. and it's up to over 30,000 now. That's a lot of people. It's up to over 30,000. They're young and they're healthy. I see the pictures of them. I see them on television tapes also. I mean, these are young, healthy people. And you
they
say,
are building an army. I think that's the takeaway line. Let me turn to the Chinese Communist Party. They are building ship after ship. They're at 395. They're going to be at 425 in a couple of years more. We're going to go down to 280. If you're president again, are you going to go back to the shipbuilding plan of 345 or 355?
Yep, we were on track to do that. We had unbelievable talent, unbelievable ships getting ready to be made. And then this guy came in and he canceled it. First of all, it's jobs, okay? It's very important because it's jobs, great jobs. But, you know, I rebuilt the entire military, and the one thing was the ships are, you know, they take longer to do. We were set to do something great. We started the process. We gave, as you know, the destroyers, we gave Wisconsin a tremendous yard in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, the new frigates.
A very big contract to do frigates. They look, I mean, they were beautiful. They look like, yeah, because I'm into beauty, to be honest with you. They look like yachts with lots of weapons on them, lots of weapons. But and they've really come out good. But we were giving out a lot of ships, and then this guy came in, and he has no idea what he's doing, no idea whatsoever. China is on a shipbuilding message like nobody's seen before.
I agree. We've got to turn around. Let's turn to politics. First of all, just off the cuff. You gave a line in Wisconsin about Christian Visibility Day on November 5th that had me laughing out loud. Was that in the teleprompter? Was that impromptu? Where'd that come from? Because it was very funny.
No, that wasn't in. That was not in the teleprompter. I was thinking about how insane this was with the Transgender Day on Easter. And now he's going around saying, oh, he didn't know that. He didn't. For 3 days he knew about it. And now all of a sudden he didn't know about it. This guy lies. What he lies most about is his golf handicap. Not only is he not a 6, he's not a 36. 36 is the worst handicap you can have before, you know, to qualify. He does not qualify for 36.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same category. You never want to play golf with me.
If truckers are in, listen to this. If truckers are in there, he's a trucker. If jet pilots are in there, I flew jet pilots. The guy is just, we got to get him out of there. We got to get him out of there.
Besides, now, you have said you'll debate him anywhere, anytime. Do you think he'll agree to any debate?
Anywhere, anytime.
Do you think he'll agree?
I don't think so, but I hope he does.
I think
what happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House? I don't know. I think something's going on there, because I watched his State of the Union, and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want a debate, and I think debates with him, at least, should be drug tested.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not. Hey, he was higher than a kite. And by the way, it was the worst. It was the worst address I've ever seen. State of the Nation. I'll tell you, State of the Union. That's not State of the Union, because he doesn't represent us properly. That I can tell you. But he's obviously being helped some way, because most of the time he looks like he's falling asleep, and all of a sudden he walked up there and did a poor job, but he was all jacked up.
All right, Mr. President, let's turn to Vice President. For the first time in years, the Vice President might actually matter, because people are going to weigh that into their calculation. Not going to get you a state, not going to get you a demographic. My short list is Cotton or Ernst or Mike Pompeo or maybe Doug Burgum. Have you got down to a list that you can put out there, people you're thinking about? Are those four on it?
I have. I mean, I have a list. I think really, you know, it's a question I get so much. The first question is, how do you take it? How do you do it with all these fake investigations? How do you do it? The second question I get is, Vice President, who's going to be? Who's it going to be? And the third question, and usually it's actually the second, will they do it again? Meaning cheat. And I give that one's a simple one. They're going to try like hell, and we think we've got them checkmated, but we'll see what happens. But it's a disgrace. One way you win is if you just swamp them. You know, you swamp them. There's nothing they can do, and that's what I think is going to happen with this election.
Well, that was the title of a book I wrote 20 years ago. If it's not close, they can't cheat. So just don't make it close. But the Vice President figures into that. So who helps your ticket the most, do you think?
Well, I mean, I have some very good people. You know, a lot of the people that are on your show all the time, and they're very good. I have very good people, but you know, I'm just not prepared to say. I have some excellent, we have some great people, and I'm going to pick somebody that's going to, most importantly, that you always have to say, good president. You know, if something happens, it's got to be somebody that can be a good president, which Biden doesn't have. Biden has one of the worst people. People can't even believe it. And I think it's going to end up being a big part of the campaign because it would be, it's surprising to me if he makes it to the gate. But if he does, how long is he going to stay? I don't know. I think she becomes a very big part of the campaign.
That's why I think your vice president is going to be compared to her a lot. And so it'll be very interesting.
I agree. Yeah.
I got to ask you about, you just mentioned the conspiracy. Watergate scholar Jeff Shepard has unearthed via FOIA a bunch of documents showing unlawful collusion in 1974 and leading up to President Nixon's resignation 50 years ago. Unlawful collusion between prosecutors, the judge, partisan Democrats, some press. No one's paying much attention to these documents that Shepard found. Do you think Nixon was the first victim of lawfare?
Well, in many ways, and you know, I was a fan of his in many respects, okay, and so were you. But in many ways, he was his own worst enemy. And he did things that were, he didn't treat people, some people well, and those people ended up coming back to get him. But in many ways, he was his own worst enemy. He was certainly, I mean, they went after him like they'd never gone after anybody. He made some mistakes, to put it mildly. The firings were a mistake. You notice the way I kept people that I couldn't stand? I learned that from Nixon. I said, let me just live with these people for a little while before I get rid of them. But I had some people like, what do we want to mention names for? But I had some people that were terrible, and I had some people that were phenomenal. And the good news is I know them all now. You know, when I went to Washington, I had never done that before. I never stayed overnight in Washington. I didn't know the people. I had to rely on people to give me recommendations. And some of the recommendations come from rhinos. And by the way, some were great. I had some...
Don't go anywhere, America. I'm going to be right back with former President Trump as we continue our conversation through the break.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Four Star Rentals has almost every piece of equipment that you'll ever need for any project. Now imagine what a hero you'll be when you take on that tree trimming job with a chipper from Four Star Rentals, or when you rent a Bobcat and fill all those holes in the driveway she's been telling you about. You know what? There's no telling how much respect you'll gain when you take hold of one of their tools and tackle a job like a pro. So if you have a project, Four Star Rentals, they have the equipment to make you a pro. And don't forget about all those special occasions, either a wedding reception for your daughter, a graduation party for your son, done, Four Star Rentals has everything you could possibly need, starting with party tents, including tables and chairs, champagne fountains, chafing dishes, even barbecue cookers. So when you start planning that project, visit Mile Marker 4.5 in Key West, across from the golf course. These friendly folks are good, and they'll help you with any project you might have. That's Four Star Rentals.
So be sure to check out Four Star Rentals for all your party needs. They have a fleet of delivery trucks, so one call does it all. Four Star Rentals. Call 294-7171.
You love your boat. You want it to look its best, but the canvas is a little tattered. Or maybe your captain's chairs have endured too many years of friends having fun on your boat. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West does all of it. I'm Renee from Caribbean Marine Canvas, and whether it's repairs or remanufacture of bimini tops, dodgers, partial or full enclosures with sewn-in glass and zippers, cushions of all sizes, even those luxury captain's chairs, bolsters, bench seats, deck awnings, sunshades, Caribbean Marine Canvas is truly a custom canvas shop. We even have an authentic shoemaker on staff, so our craftsmanship is second to none. I will visit your boat and fully understand your project, and we'll be on time every time. My husband Steve and I are the owners. We work in our business every day, and our team will find solutions specifically for you. We'll even remove your old items and reinstall the new ones. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West, 6003 Peninsular Ave, Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. Phone 305-432-6542 to schedule your estimate.
Kayo Grill and Sushi, mile marker 81.7 in the heart of Isla Mirada, is now open new weekday hours starting at 4 p.m. And to celebrate, Kayo Grill is introducing the Sunset Locals menu from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, featuring an array of delectable dishes and thirst-quenching drinks for half off. Make your reservation now and get ready for an unforgettable experience at Kayo Grill and Sushi at mile marker 81.7 in Isla Mirada, now open weekdays at 4 p.m.
Welcome back. I'm Hugh Hewitt talking with President Donald Trump. We didn't stop talking during the break, so we pick it up in mid-conversation. Goes after you on The View. I play her clips whenever she does that. I mean, did you ever get along with her?
Yeah, very, very much so. In fact, I remember I was at Radio City Music Hall, and she came over. Oh, please do the show. You know how many times I did The View? I must have close to a record. I did The View so much. It's a lousy show now. It's terrible. Do you know that Whoopi Goldberg called me and she said, would you be in my movie? She did a movie on basketball. She said, would you do a cameo, please, please? I said, I just don't have the time. She said, please. I ended up doing a cameo in Whoopi Goldberg's movie. She said, you're so great. There's nobody like you in the world. There's nobody like you. Joy Behar said, please do the show. I'm sitting there with my wife, sitting there with Melania. Please, please do the show. You're so great. You're the best person on television. Please do the show. And then when I run for office, all of a sudden, it's like you have the plague.
Oh, my, I got to tell you, she does kind of lose control when she starts talking about you. I'm going to get calls from your team pretty soon, so I want to wrap this up, Mr. President. But I want to ask you a couple of fun questions like I always do, because I want to add to the biographer's material. When you were growing up in New York and Queens, and you had a day off from school, you were sick, what kind of junk TV did you watch?
I love sports. And I actually love the news. I mean, I like watching the news, but I loved watching sports. I've always liked sports. I've done well at sports, very well at sports. And I've always loved watching sports. So I would say largely that at that time, pretty much. Loved history, anything with history, but we didn't have it like those days. You know, you used to have three networks. It wasn't the same deal. But,
But no, I Love Lucy, no Mayberry RFD, nothing like that.
A little bit, but not so much. No,
right.
Not so much.
Now, I've never seen a picture of you on a yacht. It seems like billionaires love yachts a lot, or sailing, and you're not on them. Why is that?
Well, I had a yacht, and I bought Khashoggi's yacht, the Nabila, it was called. It was an incredible yacht. But the problem I had is I play golf, and you can't play golf and have a yacht, because you want to play golf, and then you're supposed to go on the yacht. You'd rather play golf. So I used to have that yacht sitting around for months, and I'd never even see it, and I ended up selling it. It was a beautiful yacht, but yachting wasn't for me because I like, if you're a golfer, you can't be a golfer and a yachter.
All right, so that brings me back to President Biden. I call him infirm, and people say, well, he's roughly the same age as Donald Trump. I said, well, chronological age
he's
is not physiological age.
No, he's not.
Yeah, how often do you play golf? because I want people to understand. You're out there working, exercising, all that. How often do you play?
And I do it as a form of exercise. I play 3-4 times a week. I run through the course. I run fast. I play well. I win club championships, which is sort of like our major. Our major is winning club championships. I just won the regular club championship, which you're playing 25-year-old kids in a lot of cases. But I just won the regular and the senior club championship at a big course in Florida. That's a very good course, Trump International. It's a great course with a lot of great players. I won both. I play well. I mean, it's so – I watched Biden swing. He couldn't break 200. In my opinion, he could not break 200, but I watched him challenge me. Oh, I'll give him 3 strokes a set. This guy couldn't give anybody 3. If you take a person that never played before, they'd beat him. And, you know, it's sad because he can get away with it. He'll say, I'll give him 3 strokes a set. He can't play. He knows he would never play you, so he can talk that way.
Do you think he can actually?
I do it for exercise because in my way it's a pretty good form of exercise.
Of course, yes, it is. Do you think the president, if he agreed to a debate, would have to have it seated, or could he actually stand up for 2.5-3 hours debating you?
I don't think he could stand up. I don't know. I would hope that he could. But, hey, look, I would rather have him be a great president and not even be doing this. I would rather – he's the worst president in the history of our country. I would rather – which should be good for getting elected, okay? It should be. I tell you what. I ran twice. I did great twice. I got millions more votes the second time than I did the first time, and a lot of bad things happened. But I'll tell you what, there has never been spirit like I've seen for this time. The people, the spirit, the love and the crying and the laughter, there has never been the rallies. You see the rallies. I did Michigan. I did
Wisconsin.
Michigan was unbelievable. Wisconsin was unbelievable. And, you know, we're still 6.5 months away, right? The level of love and the spirit and the love of our country, I've never seen the flags with my picture on it and the American flags all over the place. I've never seen anything like it. Bigger than 16 and bigger than 20, and you know that because you see it too.
I do. That's why I called you up for this. Thank you for joining me, Mr. President. Last question. The Afghanistan debacle. Would you take any advice if you were Israel from Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden, or anybody connected with that, Tony Blinken, would you take any military advice from them?
No, I wouldn't. I think they're grossly incompetent. You know, I had it set that we were going to get out of Afghanistan with dignity and pride, and we were going to keep Bagram, which now is occupied by China, because it was 1 hour away from where China makes their nuclear weapons. 1 hour, think of it. And it was a massive nation. It was one of the biggest runways, most powerful runways anywhere in the world. We gave it up for nothing. We should have kept it.
I'm going to keep talking with the former president. We'll play it all on tomorrow's show when Dwayne is sitting in for me. Thank you all for listening. All of the Donald Trump interview will be posted over at HughHewitt.com just as soon as Dwayne can transcribe it. Thank you, Harley, Adam, and Dwayne. Thank you, former President Trump. I'll talk to you all on Monday on the next time I'm hosting the Hugh Hewitt Show. Dwayne in tomorrow for me. Thank you.
But you absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, test your knowledge with trivia from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, Corey Hill plays from 6 to 9, and Al Romano, Sinatra and the Keys performs on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Friday, Milo Music is live from 5 to 8. Saturday, Milo Music returns 4 to 7, then Dean from 7 to 10. And don't miss the party at the Celtic Conch during every Phillies game with specials on Surfside and Yuengling. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 9 o'clock.
It could be tense. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The White House says support for Israel is unwavering, but President Biden is scheduled to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about his handling of the war against Hamas in Gaza, civilian deaths, the lack of civilian aid, and the death of aid workers in Gaza.
World Central Kitchen has called for an independent investigation into the killing of seven of its aid workers who died in Israeli airstrikes. The charity's founder says the group's cars were targeted. Israel's military leaders say a misidentification led to the strikes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A judge denies a request to delay former President Trump's first criminal trial.
Lawyers for former President Trump asked a judge in New York to delay his criminal trial on charges stemming from alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The trial is slated to start April 15th, but the Trump defense team was hoping to put it off until after the Supreme Court rules on the former president's immunity claims.
Fox's Jill Nato. Prosecutors recommend at least 10 years in prison each for the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbley.
In a court filing, Oakland County prosecutors say James Crumbley failed to exercise even the smallest measure of ordinary care that could have prevented the 2021 fatal shootings of four Oxford High School students, adding Jennifer Crumbley showed a chilling lack of remorse for her role, recommending they serve at least 10 years in prison. The parents of shooter Ethan Crumbley were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for failing to secure the gun that was used and ignoring signs the then 15-year-old was struggling with mental health. Their sentencing hearing is set for April 9th. Ethan Crumbley, sentenced to life in prison without parole, pleading guilty to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The number of Americans putting in new unemployment claims rose to the highest level in 2 months. Still historically, though 221,000, up 9,000 from the week before. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner, and if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words. And the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
This is Florida News Now.
Two people are injured after severe turbulence in a Southwest Airlines flight to Florida. It was headed from New Orleans to Orlando, but diverted to Tampa, with the captain requesting paramedics be on standby. The FAA is investigating. With a situation that spiraled out of control in Haiti, Haitian Americans here are uniting.
The message of the 5 p.m. solidarity event at North Miami City Hall is simple.
We keep the Haitian population in our prayers first and foremost.
that we support their deep desire for peace, prosperity, and safety.
San La Haitian Neighborhood Center Executive Director Jeffsy Metella says the island nation needs all the help it can get. Currently overrun by gangs with no functioning government or institutions, it's going to take time to reinstitute a sustainable economy and government that is reflective of its people. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
A new study out of the University of Florida shedding more light into how kids may develop autism and ADHD.
UF researchers studied over 16,000 children with data collected over 20 years, finding a connection between early microbiome features and future development of these conditions.
There were metabolites present at birth in the cord serum that differentiated controls and future cases. And there were a slew of different risk factors, including infection, exposure to smoking throughout early childhood.
Dr. Angelica Aaron says babies who have more ear infections seem to develop autism and ADHD more often, and doctors now believe it's due to the antibiotics used to treat them. Wendy Grossman, Miami.
The Border 911 Gala set for tonight at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club, complete with a poolside reception. The Trump-backed charity is being led by former Trump administration's Immigration and Customs Director Tom Homan. With Florida's News, I'm Natalie Rodriguez.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
People who are young have no real struggles. They didn't get drafted to fight in Vietnam. They haven't dealt with the Great Depression. They are buying into this idea that America is not a force for good.
There's very clear reasons for that. It's about expectation and ambition. Clay, you want to be happy? Lower your expectations.
That's why my wife is so happy in our marriage.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Whoa!
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays at noon on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys.